Hello again. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus tell the parable of the rich and selfish man, who's often referred to by the name of Dives, and the impoverished and pauper named Lazarus. According to the Jesuit biblical scholar, Father John Donohue, the parable falls into three parts. First, the situation of the rich and poor in this life. Second, the death of a person who is rich and a person who is poor. Third, the reversal of fate in the afterlife. Through this disturbing story, one can readily see that Jesus offers a challenge for his ancient listeners, as well as for us today, to consider questions of justice in this life and in the next. From the parable, we learn the lesson that the one who has so many benefits and riches in this life but does not share them will face the consequences in the next, whereas the one who has hardly anything in this life is blessed abundantly in the next. And then as the parable ends, we find a shocking statement from the person of Father Abraham. Quote, "If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, even if someone should rise from the dead." Unquote. The implication, of course, is that Jesus will be that person who will rise from the dead. Now, folks, it is important to note that in his commentary on this profound parable, Father Donohue asserts that the rich man is condemned not because he is rich, but because he never noticed or responded to the poor man Lazarus. This theme of not noticing the poor is a common theme in the scriptures, especially in the Gospels of Luke and Matthew. So often the poor are looked down upon and often seen as inferior. The castigation of those who ignore the poor and look down upon other human beings, I found described critically in the current best-selling book by Isabel Wilkerson titled Caste, The Origin of Our Discontents. In reading the book, I could not help thinking of how Lazarus was seen by Dives as someone from our lower caste. In this seminal book, Wilkerson compares the class and prejudicial systems in India with the ways in which Nazi Germany subjected the Jews and the ways in which African Americans in their long history in North America have been discriminated against and made to feel inferior. Wilkerson distinguishes between caste and race, noting that caste is the bones and race is the skin. In other words, the ways by which people are prejudiced toward another group of people as a caste goes deeper than as a race. For Wilkerson, there was no such thing as white or black races, that is, until Europeans first brought Africans to the American colonies. A summary of Wilkerson's key tenets in the book is available through a revealing interview which she gave on a recent PBS NewsHour show, and it's available through the link next to this homily. The moral and even psychological principles of today's paradigmatic parable of Dives and Lazarus may also be found in another recent book by sociology professor Christian Smith of the University of Notre Dame, in a book titled The Paradox of Generosity, Giving We Receive, Grasping We Lose. Smith finds that generous people live healthier lives. As the subtitle suggests, there are emotional benefits in giving, while there are detriments when we grasp and hold on to wealth. In a nationwide survey, Smith had found that only 2.7% of Americans give a tenth or more of their income to charity, and 86% gave away less than 2% of their income. Nearly half of those surveyed give nothing at all. For Smith, this reluctance to give not only deprives those in need, but also diminishes the happiness of those who could, but don't help them. As he states, quote, "By grasping onto what we currently have, we lose out on better goods that we might have gained. In holding on to what we possess, we diminish its long-term value to us. For others, we do not, in short, by failing to care for others, we do not properly take care of ourselves." Unquote. Finally, the lessons from the parable of Dives and Lazarus may be found in the reasons why Pope Francis has decided to go to Iraq. He will arrive on Friday and leave on Monday. By visiting the impoverished and oppressed peoples in this nation, the Pope is asking the world to notice and not ignore the Lazaruses of this worn, torn land. The parable of Dives and Lazarus is no doubt true for the Pope's journey to the Iraqi people, as it was true to the people to whom Jesus first preached this challenging parable of justice and mercy so long ago. It is indeed an appropriate time in our Lenten journey to reflect on this great and wise parable of Dives and Lazarus.